Success is not playing to win, but playing to be your personal best. This is Instant Illumination. Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Success is not playing to win, but playing to be your personal best. Mm-hmm. Everyone seems to think that their team has to win, and when their team wins, then everything is wonderful. The Italians put on such a big show when they win soccer, and of course the whole town and the whole nation goes crazy when they're playing their soccer games and they're winning and having a great time. And of course that's a lovely thing to do. However, it teaches the wrong ideas to the people. It teaches win at any expense, win at any cost, win regardless of how you have to get away with little things that you shouldn't do, but win. You know, if you won because you tripped somebody else, you would win. Oh, you would be touted as being a big winner. But in your heart, for the rest of your life, you would know that you falsely won that match. And I would say the majority of the matches that we play during our lifetime, if we win, we falsely win them. We win them not because we are giving our personal best, but because we are winning at any cost. This is what is taught to many children and taught to many sports people, win at any cost. They say sportsmanship. And sportsmanship is supposed to be a good loser or be a good winner, or, you know, whatever it takes. But don't worry about it. Just play the game. Give it your personal best. That's what sportsmanship is defined as. However, sportsmanship is not what is played most of the time. Now, you and I, we care absolutely nothing for sportsmanship. We care absolutely nothing for the game. We care absolutely nothing for winning or losing. We care only one thing, how we play the game. How do you play the game that you're involved in your life? Do you play the game for the fun of it? Do you play the game to give your best? And sometimes when you're playing with children, do you allow them to win, even realizing that you are a very good player? I mean, the children shouldn't win because you let them. If they feel that you let them win, then they don't feel that they've won at all. And, of course, they will go on looking for loopholes to win over other people. Rather, you play the game with the children and let them win, and you win too. But you must win some decisive games with them to show them that you really do know how. And then you do a few foolish things which let them win, and then, oh, I wasn't paying attention. I was thinking of something else then. I didn't have my mind on the game. Oh, that's so stupid, you know. And that way, they don't feel that you just gave it up too easily to them, that you really were being inattentive. Not the stupid part so much, but you were being inattentive to the game. You were doing something else at the moment. You were wool gathering. And whenever we wool gather, whenever we are not paying attention to the game, we are not giving our personal best. Our personal best doesn't mean we lose. Tiger Woods doesn't lose. He gives his personal best at all times, and his personal best is unconditional attention to whatever he's doing. Tiger Woods has a tendency to be distracted, like every other professional, by the people who want to make shoes in his name and make sporting goods in his name and have him endorse all these various things and give him millions of dollars. And of course, that's rather nice. But basically, he has held himself aloof to that because the money is wonderful. He certainly doesn't turn down the money, but he wants to win the money. He wants to not win the money. He wants to four-letter word it. He wants to earn the money by his skillfulness, by his genius, by his ability. So many people come to the University of Healing and they say they want to pay and get a degree from us. And we say, well, you cannot buy a degree. You can pay all the money you want and we'll take your money. But you do the course or you don't get the degrees. There is no presumptive attitude that you're going to get the degree just because you paid the money. We have given money back to people because they had the wrong attitudes. And we are absolutely not running this organization for money. If we were, we'd handle it a little differently. But we're running this organization for principle. And when people come here and they say they want to have to earn a degree, they want to jump right into their doctoral degree, we say, go right ahead. And on the way, you pick up a bachelor's and a master's, you know. It's just part of the game. The doctoral degree takes so many years, and you will do so much work during that. And in the process, you'll be earning the certificates of other levels while you're doing it. Now, you don't have to take the certificates. They're given to you, and you've earned them. They're in your portfolio. But the thing is, if you just want to go straight for the jugular vein, straight for the doctorate, that's great. But you will not get there without going through the other levels, because we want all our students to know what the University of Healing teaches, what the philosophy of the University of Healing is, and how the philosophy of the University of Healing is a universal philosophy that's taught by every great philosopher and every great religious order that ever existed. And we don't want people thinking that they can just come in and buy it, like these $5 ordinations that you can buy. And they're very valid and very real. And if that's what you want, go for it. And people call us and say they want an ordination. We say, nope. You take the course. And you take the undergraduate course. And then if you want the ordination, that's another $600 for that course. And, oh, my God, you know. And we say, do you want to have a bona fide course, a bona fide program, something that's going to give you the pride in it, as wherein you do your personal best? Or do you want to go out into the field after you got your certification and then say, I wish I knew how to give a wedding. I wish I knew how to lecture in front of people. I wish I knew how to speak positively. Well, you don't learn those things with a $5 degree. And sometimes the degrees are even free. They're called honorary degrees. And there are many people who are given honorary degrees, and they're wise enough to be quiet about it because they don't show off in that area. They're brilliant, but they're not academically brilliant. And it's amazing. It really is amazing. Now, you'd say someone like Will Rogers or Mark Twain, and they were certainly not uneducated people, but they were not top of the line as far as class went. However, what they taught and how they taught it had more class in it than what some of our greatest professors teach. And it's very interesting. Think about these things. Success is not playing to win, but playing to be your personal best. Are you ready to play to be your personal best? Are you ready to play to accomplish what will make your heart satisfied? Or are you going out there and walking all over other people? Are you going out there and doing whatever it takes to win? To win is not the important thing. To be a good player is an important thing. And you know, we say we have a basketball team, soccer team, football team, baseball team, all these teams, you know, hockey teams or, and does every man on that team shine forth like a great winner? Or does every man do his individual responsibility on that team, which allows the team to win, which allows the leading players who are the ones who drive the ball home and do these things to score for the team. Mm-hmm. And the team gives them the support. The team gives them the feeling of confidence. The team gives them the understanding. Without a team that is designed to give their personal best under all circumstances, those who are playing the lead in the team would never win. Would never win. You have to pass the ball to the leader so he can make the basket, even though you're right in front of the basket and you could make it yourself. But that's not the game. The game is having the lead people carry on these things. They are the ones who shoot the baskets. They are the ones who dribble. The others are the defense and the offense, and they play these various roles. And true, sometimes they may just shoot a basket, but they're not given a great honor for doing it because they have stepped outside of their area of expectation and expertise. To be a good winner, to be a good, successful person in any area of life, whether it's sports, business, social relationships, family relationships, in any sexual relationships, no matter what it is, you have to learn to give your personal best at all times. And when you give your personal best, you feel good, the other person and or persons feel good, and you have accomplished what it is that the name of the game draws forth from you. Think of those things. Think of those things and realize that you're the master and you put the cause in motion. Always give your personal best. And what your personal best may be and what your parents or others think your personal best may be two different things. But you can be sure that your personal best is always honorable, with integrity, with sincerity, with unconditional love, and you feel very good when you give it. Have a wonderful day. Know that I love you very much, and I shower this instant illumination on you with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.